It's Jimmy Cliff. I can see clearly now here on Martin Malloy. A rather cheery little song there, and before that, a rather cheery little bit of comedy. Have we had a call yet, Mick, from that woman who keeps phoning us up, who always starts with, as a pensioner, I'd like to complain?
No, I'm picking up the phone and just hanging it up straight away, Tate. I'm not even letting her get a word in.
It's a public service. People demanded that we get stuck into John Major. And
there's no pleasing them.
We've come good.
You make an effort. So, you go out of your way.
So blame yourselves.
Absolutely.
So blame yourselves. Absolutely. That's not really ringing true, is it? Okay, well, just let you know what's coming up on the program.
All brighter and bushier and everything from here, isn't it?
Oh, it's sparkling clean. We've got aggro in.
That should raise the tone.
Absolutely.
Probably the first time ever. Agro's involvement in anything has raised the tone, I think.
Yeah, and also in the next hour, duet with Pete. We go into our second duet. This is a new...
We are going to do it.
We are
going to do another.
We're forging on. Just in case you're not listening in the next hour, what we do is we get people to call up and basically sing a duet with one Pete Smith, and you're going for points, and you're in the running for a car. It's a Ford Festiva, courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. So what did we do yesterday? We gave him an easy one. We said, it's a hard day's night. No one can botch that. Pete goes, it's a hard day's night. Woman on the phone goes, I've been working like a dog. So far, so good. Then Pete goes, it's been a hard day's night, and she comes out with, I'm feeling all right.
And from there, it was just a case of strap yourselves in, folks.
So we'll let you know right now that today's tune is Flashdance.
Oh, and Pete's been practicing.
Yeah.
He's been getting into it. He's been running around all day in the lycras.
He has.
And the lycras and the leg warmers.
And all we want...
he's going to dance too.
Yes. And if you at home could do that as well, that's extra points, obviously. But if anyone knows the words to Flashdance, be listening in about just less than an hour right here on Martin Malloy. And stick around for more competition action, people. Next up, it's Radio Gladiators.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
It's Martin Malloy. Hit that button, Gracie.
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
Now, Mickey, unless I'm mistaken, it's Halloween, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, Halloween. One of those American kind of concepts that Australians don't really buy into. It's a bit like Frasier. Australians just don't want a bar of it.
No.
They don't want to know. But obviously some people do get into it, and I know some people get into the trick-or-treating. I actually was trick-or-treated last year. There was a knock on the door, and there was a person in a terrifying costume. Turns out it was just Bronwyn Bishop doing Meet the People door knock.
But, was it?
But it had the same effect. Now, what we're looking for today is really... terrifying ideas for Halloween costumes, assuming that people want to get into it tonight. And I know, to me, the concept of knock on the door and a couple of people in a scary mask, not as amusing as it used to be.
You know, it's kind of worn out as well.
In the 90s. But what kind of thing are we talking about?
Well, you want to be creative. Here's one. And this will, I swear to God, this will scare the pants off anyone who opens the door on this. Go and get yourself a book.
Yeah.
With This Is Your Life written on it and put it under one arm. Then turn yourself into this grotesque creature that can make the skin crawl on just about anyone. I'm thinking Mike Munro.
So get yourself
a good Mike Munro mask, get yourself the book and just open the door. They'll run a mile. They'll just go, oh, too scary for me.
What about, say, what are some others? Premier of Victoria?
That would work.
That'd be one. What about, say, getting a mate and the two of you, if you're blokes, getting a really sort of clean-cut hairdo, getting a couple of brown suits and a bike each. Just knocking on the door. Is that ideal?
Frightening.
Terrifying.
That's what we want. New and unusual and not so traditional methods of scaring the pants off the people on their doorstep for Halloween.
That's right. And the prize as well. We know it's a Sonny Discman and we know it's being turned on by the people at 4 and 20.
Treat. Treat. That's what you don't even get any further when they say trick or treat.
Treat.
Treat. Give me the pie.
And that's it. It's just 4 and 20s for all.
Give me the pipe, bugger off. I've got the pipe.
Is that really what the kids are today if they're out trick-or-treating? And they're going to be saying, forget the...
They won't wait till you get to the doorstep. They'll roll you in the car park. They know you've got a 4 and 20. These kids are today.
That's it.
Yep, they'll take your runners and your 4 and 20.
Okay, well... 4 and 20 are turning on the Soddy Discman, and let me remind you once again, you're also in the draw for the Ford Festiva.
I'll take that too.
Courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. Call us now, 1-800-657-657. It's Brian Adams with Run To You. It's Martin Malloy. It's Radio Gladiators, and we're assured that it's Halloween this evening. People will be out trick-or-treating. Nah, there'll be nobody. But if there was, we're trying to think of scary Halloween costumes for them to be wearing. And have we got any ideas on the line, Mickey?
Yeah, we've got Spencer on the line. G'day, Spencer.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
All right. Now, what do you reckon for a pretty natty Halloween costume?
Darren Hinch.
Oh!
So, you open the door and you cop a bit of Darren.
Yeah, with the mutton chops in it.
Oh!
And the beard.
Yeah, it's working for me.
That's terrifying. But, would he be on for a trick or a treat, do you think, Mickey?
Oh, a treat.
I think a trick. That was that surgery he had done around his eyes. That's the only explanation I can think of. I can think we can go a lot scarier than Darren Hinch, but thanks anyway, Spencer. I think next we've got, is it Ryan? Ryan, what's your suggestion?
Yeah, I reckon that you should dress up as a Gladiators referee and go Gladiators ready, like John Alexander.
John Alexander, I think he's been replaced. Mike Whitney now, isn't it?
I
think we know what his treat
would
be.
John Alexander's more annoying.
But John Alexander's more annoying. Okay, yeah that's... I'm not sure if it's more terrifying than...
We've got a television critic on the line, have we?
Are you wearing a bow tie, Ryan?
Yep.
Is it just a lot of your own excrement coming out of your mouth? Are you a television critic at all? Okay. Well, let's move on to...
That'd be pretty good as a Halloween costume.
What, so you just open the door and there's like a little, bloke with a red face from the Sydney Morning Herald with a bow tie on.
Answering to the name of Oliver.
I think that could be the one. Have we got, I think it's Dean. Dean, what's your idea for a terrifying costume?
I thought of Ian Hewlettson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the chef.
The fat guy from...
I think he prefers the title chef.
You know what he's saying? Treat.
Yeah.
He doesn't even get to the trick. Treat.
Yeah, and
I want a treat.
When he gets it, he could then barge into the kitchen and say, I'll just whip it up into a quiche and then knock off everything else in the pantry.
Oh, well, that shows a lot of flair and imagination.
Absolutely.
Nicely done. Who have we got next, Grace?
And quite horrifying.
Paul, what's your suggestion?
Paul? I think of Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yes, that's very scary.
Very terrifying. Oh, so terrifying, you'd expect some spooky music to come in at that point, wouldn't you?
Well, Michael likes to give little kids the willies.
Okay, well,
Michael Jackson, that's terrifying. I'm right with you there, Paul. You're a madman. That's too scary for Halloween.
Yeah.
That's another night altogether. That's freak night.
Is that trick or treat, though?
We'll end it there, I think. Anyway, Paul. Hey, let's try Sonia, just for something completely different.
Okay.
Are you there, Sonia?
I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what have you got in line for us?
Well, I thought of Bob and Blanche in their wedding outfit.
Help me, Mummy!
In the full nightgowns, the full bathrobes?
That's right, yep.
And just demanding a check.
Yep.
See, most of the Halloween characters, they turn up at your doorstep. If you photographed them, they wouldn't come out in the photo. Yeah. These ones come out. They just charge you a couple hundred grand for them.
So it's not trick or treat. It's just, give us the cash.
Yeah.
We'll be off to Bali. Okay, well, is that our winner today?
I think it just about could be. Yes!
Bob and Blair. The terrifying Halloween costume. It's going to be in the shops or tomorrow, I'd say. Just look for it on the Martin Malloy label. But guess what? You've got the Sonny Discman.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's okay. And you've gone into the draw for the Ford Festiva. Do you own a vehicle at all?
I don't.
And are you up to driving age?
Yeah, I've got a license.
Oh, good. Well, I wish we could all say the same in here. But yes, you've gone into the drawer, and I think that's November 17th. So thanks for playing Radio
Wonderful.
Gladiators, and happy Halloween.
Thank you.
And stick around, people, because after the news, we're on for a bit of aggro.
This is Martin.
And in this hour of Martin Malloy, we'll let one lucky listener have a crack at another duet with Pete Smith. We'll dip into the file marked Foolish Behaviour. But next up, we're talking to Agro. And have I mentioned our good friends at Telstra MobileNet Digital? You two with Mysterious Ways. It's the second hour of Martin Malloy, and it's time to, well, ship in the guest. This bloke here, he's a beloved Logie winner. He calls the shots on Brisbane's superb B105 breakfast show, and he's Australia's favourite bit of Axminster. It's Agro! And Agro, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Mr. Martin, Mr. Malloy. How are you all?
Oh, I can't complain at this stage, Agro. How about yourself?
Well, thanks for having me back on. It's been 6 months.
Well, the last time you spoke to us, I think you were in a fair bit of legal trouble, so we've been steering clear of you.
Oh, thanks a lot, yeah. You just desert me. Yeah. How'd you like someone ringing up pretending to be you?
Has it all blown over yet? What's the story?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably still in... the story to the Woman's Weekly.
Then you'll have to go and live in Spain for a while.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter to me. I just like sitting in the one spot unless Mr. Dunn comes along.
How are you and Mr. Dunn getting on these days?
Well, he's always been a favourite of mine. He handles all my affairs. He has a hand in all my business.
Is he your right-hand man?
Yes, he is. Actually, I would collapse without him.
Can you rely on him? He's not like Sting's accountant, is he?
He's exactly like Sting's accountant. In fact, he is Sting's accountant. Hey, listen, you know it's... Radio Ratings Day here in Brisbane.
Oh, yes.
There are people wandering the corridors going, bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
A bit of spring cleaning up Brizzy Way.
Yeah, they're all got ash all over them. They're hitting their back with little birch sticks and things.
And what sort of reaction are you getting?
Well, I'm not sure, but I sure know who they're going to blame.
Now, we've got a few penetrating questions as always, Andrew.
Oh, come on. You know, I love this stuff.
We're putting you under the microscope now.
All right.
Firstly, this is your life. Have they done you yet?
No, but I do wait for it.
Do you?
You know, I hear that, and I think, oh, yes. But I preferred Roger Clemson, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had a little bit more going for him.
But Mike Munro's a very warm and fuzzy bloke, as the promos keep telling us.
Yeah, but I don't think they do me, because, like, I appear on Seven, and I reckon that Kerry had really... he'd go Burko.
Oh, that's how it works.
What would they say about you, Agro? Well, they just said, this is your life. You're a bit of a puppet.
Done a lot for the children of Australia. And, Agro, do you remember this voice? Oh, stop it, Agro! Is that Anne-Marie? Is that Anne-Marie? Oh, stop it, Agro! No, that must have been Jill Ray. Oh, stop it, Agro! No, it's Teresa, the one I'm working with now. Oh, stop it, Agro! No, it's Wendy Harmer.
And do you remember this voice? And it's just, I don't know, a Supreme Court judge, maybe.
No, please don't make me give the puppet back. It's all Mr. Duncan pays ours off with.
Now, another thing we've got to ask you about, Agro, pay TV. Have you had any offers yet? It seems like everyone else in the business is, you know, rushing to get their snout in the trough. What about you?
Oh, I was first there. I knocked on their door and made them an offer.
And?
No go. I was very keen to create a character called Max for Galaxy. You know, like they had a Max Children's Channel.
All right.
And I developed this character up. It was sort of a giraffe-y type thing.
Yeah.
With ears that wiggled with little electronic servo things.
And no takers?
No takers. They changed the name of the channel to Nickelodeon. And I don't know how I can... How do you make a Nickelodeon?
It'll probably end up in court.
Yeah. So you keep coming back to court. What is this, LA law?
I'm hoping for the Agro trial to go to television, to pay TV, so it can be our own O.J. Simpson thing. We can just watch it every day.
Trust me, I would love it. You know, I would love to go to trial on this thing. I really wanted to... I'll bring it to it. I have suggested to these people, and I have seriously suggested, Mr. Martin, Mr. Malloy,
yes.
That we have a national joke-off.
Right.
So the two blokes who claim to be aggro sit there at a desk, and the first one to get a laugh keeps the puppet.
And this other bloke, is he funny?
I hope not. Oh, I hope not.
All right. Well,
I'm hoping it's like someone like, oh, I don't know.
Leo Tone.
Yeah. hang on, I'm losing my character.
Okay, well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
We'll just go to a song and you can find yourself again.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'll be back in a moment with more aggro on Martin Malloy.
The new air saver.
Oh, I've forgotten. On the new SAFM.
Born in my side, that's Eurythmics on
Martin Malloy.
And Agro's still with us. Are you still there, Agro?
I am.
Now, you're our watchdog in Brisbane and Queensland. Is there anything that the rest of the country needs to know about goings-on up there?
Yeah, we're a full hour behind. And 30 happen? Years.
How did that happen?
Hey, oh, I don't know. We had a referendum and everyone said, yes, all right, let's not have it. And well, I can't believe it. You know, and I speak to you blokes and we're like, you know, what's that beeping noise you're getting at?
No, that's only up in Queensland. We'll get it an hour from now.
Yeah, I could be being monitored.
You're not getting paranoid, are you?
I am a bit.
Hey, Agro, coming up very soon, we've got the Grand Prix in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you ever been asked to drive in the Celebrity Grand Prix?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Have you really?
I have. And check this out. They were going to tape my hands to the steering wheel so that they could milk my success to promote some dopey car race.
What were they thinking?
You know the big thing against that? Mr. Dunn couldn't fit in the cockpit.
You know what? They haven't had to tape somebody's hands to the steering wheel in one of those races since Mimi McPherson took part.
Oh. Has she finished yet?
She's still going round.
She's still pulled into that drive-in bottle shop on the route.
What would that look like? That'd be like aggro. Driving in the Grand Prix, that'd look like Jamie Dunn driving with Agro giving him a lap dance.
Well, this is the... Yeah, that, somehow we had to disguise Mr. Dunn as a seat.
As a beanbag, perhaps? Oh, look, that's a bit rude and a bit disrespectful, quite frankly.
Oh, well, he deserves it.
Cool. Hey, I missed you at the opening of the Hard Rock Cafe, too, Agro. Where were you?
On the floor on carpet, you fool.
So I think I vomited on you.
No, you used me to wipe the bar.
Okay, that's right. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
Yeah. And how are you going getting up in the mornings? Because you're a pretty early riser these days, aren't you?
Yes, well, you know what my saying is? I've got little badges that go out wherever. Wherever there's a till, there's a way.
I see.
You've got to get out there and make it. You know, like great Australians, are not made by other people. You have to do it yourself, Mr. Martin, Mr. Malloy.
I hear you. Well, that's good advice, and we'll have it on a T-shirt by the end of the program. And thanks for talking to us today, Agro.
Thanks for having me on, and I'll see you when I'm next sued.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Entrance with Staying Alive. And Mickey, didn't we have How Deep Is Your Love earlier by Portrait?
Yep.
Is that the go today, getting BG's numbers and putting a bit of a drumbeat behind them? Is that the ticket to success?
Whack a bit of a dance track on it and just release it and people are going to go nuts.
What one haven't they done? Could we put out Night Fever? Could we put out... Night Fever?
Let's get the rise to it now and you and me, buddy, we'll make a fortune.
Okay,
with a little Casio recorder. And we're going to go national. We're going to be in high rotation.
Yeah, well, if anyone at home wants to have a crack at the singing caper, forget this idea, because this is what you should be doing.
Have you ever dreamed of singing a duet with one of the greatest voices of the century? No, I'm not talking about Frank Sinatra, Luciano Pavarotti, Kurt Cobain, or Gary Sweet. It's me, Mr. Copperart, Pete Smith. It's been a hard day's night.
And I've been working like a dog.
It's been a hard day's night.
We'll make me feel alright.
Simply by calling Martin Malloy and performing a duet with Pete, you can realize that dream and bag yourself a fabulous prize. Firstly, every performer gets the Die Hard prize pack, featuring Die Hard with a Vengeance on home video. You remember Die Hard with a Vengeance? It's the one with all the explosions. Then, if your duet scores more than 5 out of 10 from our judges, you're in the draw for that brand new Ford Festiva, courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. Today's selection is the classic Flashdance What a Feeling, which I hear the three tenors will be opening with at the MCG next year. Okay, lads, I'll be in my dressing room.
Okay, Pete, we'll know where to find you. Listen, 5 out of 10. I don't think yesterday scored 5 out of 10.
Was it 2?
It was 2, maybe 3. It wasn't a complete success if you weren't listening.
Went off the rails.
Yeah, so really the lesson we learnt yesterday is have a pen and paper ready. In fact, here's the pen and paper music. Get that pen, get that paper, and we're just going to keep playing this music.
They're getting a pen and paper, and they're going to write in and complain about that music.
Okay, do you think they've got it yet?
Yeah, they've got it.
Might be in the bottom drawer. A bit more.
Now they're doodling.
Okay. All right, I know you just roll. There's people just queuing up. People just want to have a crack at Flashdance, What a Feeling.
They're banging up. The phones are lighting up already. I'm losing all those calls because we don't want anyone at this stage.
That song would be enough. But the fact that it's with Pete Smith, it's the icing on the cake. It's a chance for record deals. There'll be record execs. They'll put down the spoons for just a moment. They'll be listening to the radio. And if you're any good, you're going to be signed up. You're going to be on for a record
deal. Pull this off, and the world is your oyster.
It's as simple as that. 1-800-657-657.
This is Martin Molloy.
Welcome back to Martin Molloy, where a young, gifted Australian is about to step up to the phone and have a crack at a duet with Pete Smith. Who is it, Mickey?
It's the lovely Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. Congratulations on getting through.
Oh, thank you.
You're fired up. You're ready to go?
Oh, very much so.
It's very simple, Lauren. Think of Pete as the captain and yourself as Tennille.
Okay.
And nothing can go wrong.
Now, of course, it's the classic theme from Flashdance. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Is this a favourite of yours?
I love it.
Okay. Take it away, Pete and Lauren.
Well, I hear the music.
Close my eyes, feel the rhythm.
Wrap around, take a hold.
My heart.
What a feeling.
Keep believing.
I can have it all.
Now I'm dancing for my life.
Take your passion. Just come alive.
You can dance right through your eyes.
Oh, yes. Pete and Lauren, what a team. And Lauren, you had no idea that Pete Smith had such musical talent, did you?
The sparks were flying. The chemistry was unbelievable, Lauren.
Well, that's more like it. And how many points are we going to go for?
I'm going 8. I'm thinking upwards of 8. I'm thinking 9.
Oh, 9. In addition to getting the Die Hard prize pack, which is Die Hard with a Vengeance on video and hats and possibly some plastic explosives, I'm not sure what's in there. You've also gone into the draw for the Ford Festiva.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. And just imagine, when you're behind the wheel, you'll just be able to turn on a tape of Flashdance, drive around and sing What a Feeling. It's like that. I know that's somebody else's catchphrase, but it's appropriate for the Ford Festiva. So thanks for playing duet with Pete.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be back with another duet at the same time tomorrow on Martin Molloy. Sorrento Moon, that's Tina Arena on Martin Molloy, and I think Tina might have knocked him dead last night in Sydney. But I'm not sure if it was a good enough concert that she actually lost her pants in the process, Silverchair style. But
it went so well, she could be in line for a duet with Pete any day now. Stepping up to the plate.
See, that's an idea. We haven't thought about that. Can celebrities take part in?
I can see your mind working. Yeah. I can see the cogs turn and turn.
Kamal's got a book out. He'd be on for it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but we'll just get him to read a line. and then someone else to read a line from the book.
So that's reading with Kamal. Mm. That's a whole nother segment.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We're just coming up with it. Look, off the top of our heads. Yeah. Yes, tomorrow's show's written.
Yeah.
I was about to say yesterday's.
I think we've got it here. Well, yesterday's show was never written at any point, as far as I know. But, hey, we've got enough ideas to take us well into the new year now. But, hey, I'm sure, really, it doesn't get any better than this idea, folks. It's time for Foolish Behaviour. Oh, I'm getting Kamal to come in and do a new segment that sounded like a good idea yesterday afternoon. Oh, man, and if you can do the Australia competition with Kamal. And Foolish Behaviour is officially underway, and I'll kick things off with a letter from Clyde of North Sydney. And listen to his letter, Mickey. He goes, "Dear Mick and Tony, unlike most people who seem to write to your program, this story does not involve a friend, but concerns a piece of dead-set foolish behaviour masterminded by no one else but me. An old mate of mine from school, let's just call him Mr. X, runs one of those photo-developing places, and late one night I concocted an ambitious practical joke at his expense. I painted a series of 24 signs, each containing just one word. Then I photographed them individually and in sequence." TMST, Mick? Too much spare time?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. "The idea being that when they came out of the developing machine, they would spell out a sentence, and not a very pleasant one. I can't repeat it, but it painted a very ugly picture of Mr. X's sex life." So this is a fantastic bit of work.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great idea in theory.
It's a master plan.
It is. "Then I persuaded my unwitting brother to see, the brother's been involved. I'm smelling a rat already.
Oh, this was too big for one man.
"I persuaded my brother to drop the film off in his lunch hour. I'm sure you've guessed by now that had he dropped it off at the correct photo developing place, I wouldn't be writing this letter. As my brother had left my phone number with the film, I had to go in and attempt to explain to a rather unimpressed photo guy that it was all an embarrassing mistake. Needless to say, I left without a free replacement film." Well, that's very foolish behaviour from Clyde there.
And he's got the ball rolling.
He has. And now, it's a bit of a treat, because we do this from time to time. We let other people take part in the segment. And online, with a bit of foolish behaviour, please welcome the delightful Sophie Lee! Can you hear us, Soph?
Yes, I can. How are you, boys?
Not very too good, bad. Did you hear the duet with Pete?
Oh, yes, it was marvellous.
Yeah. What do you think of Pete?
Pete is incredible.
Can you do a Pete Smith?
What a feeling.
Yeah, not bad.
That's very nice. Say this now, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, now you've got to stretch it for a couple more syllables if you're going to get Pete's job.
You've hopped straight into the foolish behaviour, haven't you, Soph?
Well, yes, I dare say I have. The other day I was looking for a parking spot in the city, which we all know is quite difficult. They're quite difficult to come by. Anyway, this morning I was lucky. I found one.
Uh-huh.
I put the car into the parking spot, and it's a two-hour parking meter. Lo and behold, I've got heaps of 20-cent pieces. So I chocked up the parking meter full of coins, and I was away for 2 hours.
Everything fine so far?
Yeah. Everything fine.
Nothing foolish yet?
Nothing foolish. I even came back half an hour before my time would have been up.
Oh, that's sensible behaviour.
Yeah. Yes. Well done. And lo and behold, on my windscreen is a parking ticket.
All right.
And I thought, what the devil's going on?
Mm.
I've turned around. Of course, I've put all my coins into the wrong parking meter.
Oh, that's foolish behaviour.
Oh, yes, give it a rip. That's the one.
And so, I'm afraid you're going to have to go foolish under the end music, as we always do.
Okay. Whoa! Oh, I've got my underpants on my head.
That's the Cranberries here on Martin Molloy with I Can't Be With You. Thanks very much to Sophie Lee for participating in Foolish Behaviour today. We should get more guests in the segment of me. I'm sure more celebrities have got stories of foolish behaviour to impart.
Well, I think we could probably get Sophie Lee on once a week. She'd have an anecdote for us.
Yeah, well, if Sophie's listening at home, I'll be home soon. Hey, mums and dads, missing the high life? Desperate for a night of romance but don't know what to do with the kiddies? Then give us a call here at the Martin Molloy Babysitting Service. You can let your hair down till the wee hours of the morning, secure in the knowledge that the littlins are safe and sound under the watchful eye of those two model father figures, Mick and Tone.
Okay, kids, who wants to watch a video?
Yeah.
Okay, now you don't really want to watch Free Willy, do you? Uncle Mick's got a video. Put it in. Okay, get comfy, kids. Oh, what's that? It's the man who cleans the pool. Oh, and that must be the lady of the house.
What are they doing?
Oh, I'm not quite sure myself.
Not only do Mick and Tone make sure the kids are well looked after, they go to great lengths to make sure they're thoroughly entertained.
Hey, kids, want to play a game?
Yeah!
All right, it's called Let's Find the Key to the Liquor Cabinet. Ready? Go! 1, 2, 3... 42, 43. Found anything, kids?
I found this brick.
That'll do. I bags the cognac.
The team at the Martin Molloy Babysitting Service are your eyes and ears for the evening, and their years of experience make them perfect for that special child who needs extra care and attention.
What's wrong, little Trev? The others aren't playing with you.
Well, we'll see about that. Kevin, come here. Give your brother a turn running around like a lunatic with the scissors. Come on, you've had him for hours.
Aww.
You heard me. Come on. There you go, Trev. Oh, look at him go. Oh, watch the stairs, Trev. Oh, dear kids. They'll take your kids on a bit of an outing.
Mick, where have you been? You left for McDonald's hours ago.
Sorry, Tone. I dropped in at the casino on the way back. Had a few drinks, so I caught a cab home.
Oh, where are the kids?
Oh, no. I left them locked in the car.
So give us a call at the Martin Molloy Babysitting Service and have a yak to Mick and Tone, because they're both just big kids at heart.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Tony. How were they?
Oh, fine. Everyone was great, although there was one little accident when someone went toys in their pants.
Oh, it wasn't little Timmy, was it?
No, it was Mick, I'm afraid.
It wasn't number twos.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, dear, that's Janet Jackson with Runaway, winding up another edition of Martin Molloy for Tuesday, and we failed to solve the mystery we laid out at the top of the program. What's happened to Daniel John's pants? Mm. Who's got them? The lead singer of Silverchair was involved in a bit of an incident. Was it last night or on the weekend?
On the weekend.
On Friday.
Friday, was it?
He's done a bit of a stage dive and he's hit the floor. What happened? Where were the fans? Where were they? So they've gone, yeah, we like you, but we really want to know what your nut sounds like bouncing off the floor, so we'll just stand over here.
You know what I'm thinking? It wasn't him they liked all along. It was the pants they were after.
It was all about the pants. But what's happened is he's knocked himself unconscious. Mm. And when he's woken up, someone's stolen the strides.
He's had to be escorted from the building in his boxer shorts.
Well, we've all seen that.
Oh, absolutely.
But
do you think this actually happened? This just wasn't like some note he showed his teacher on Monday for not doing his homework. Sorry, I couldn't do my homework because on the weekend I jumped off a stage and my pants were stolen.
And
I knocked myself out.
SA was in the back pocket. But what you've got to understand, Daniel, finding yourself unconscious and without pants at a rock concert, it's just all part of growing up. So, you know, chalk it up to experience. And we've got to get out of here. We've got to go and find our own pants. Thanks to our guests today, Agro, Sophie Lee, Mrs. X down there at Crystal Tees, and all our gladiators. Tomorrow we'll be joined by media egghead Philip Adams. And with any luck, we'll be talking him into a duet with Pete.
Martin Molloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Pete Smith speaking.